Hello and welcome to the Self Love Podcast. My name is Elaine. I am a therapist and life coach, and I am here to help you navigate your way to self love. You will learn more about your mind and your emotions, why you maybe don't have self love, and how you can get more of it in your life. In today's episode, I will be talking about how action can be a healing process when it's done in the right way. Before we move into the podcast, I've had a little break because I've literally had no voice. So if I'm a bit crackly today, or I start to cough, you know why. But it's brilliant to be back. And today I'm going to be talking about action. Before I move into action, I want to talk about inaction. And inaction can often be labelled as procrastination. And procrastination is that art of putting something off and either avoiding it completely or waiting to do it until the last possible minute. And I have identified three key areas where procrastination comes from. Got easy for me to say. Procrastination comes from. The first one I've labelled CBA, which is can't be asked. And that is usually if something doesn't interest you, it's boring, doesn't have any clear benefit, doesn't improve your life, the way you feel. It's something that you're avoiding because you really just don't want to do it. And it's CBA, can't be asked. If it's CBA energy that's coming up, the clear-cut way of getting to that is literally just giving yourself a kick up the bum and saying, look, you know, I've got to do this. I'm going to have to schedule out some time. I'm just going to have to knuckle down and get it done. Because even if it's boring or you don't like it or whatever it is, there's a reason that you need to do it, right? And connect to that reason, connect to how you're going to feel after you've done it, not during, after. How am I going to feel when that is off my to-do list? Okay, so that's CBA energy, that's kick up the arse, and that is how am I going to feel after I've done it? The next one is self-sabotage. So self-sabotage is born from usually a belief system that we're not good enough. And what we're trying to do is leap into a space that feels too big, too much, and too good for who we think we are. Okay. So if we are, as an example, feeling on some level we're not quite good enough for that thing, let's say it's dating, right? Let's say it's dating. And let's say you want to go out and you want to date and you want to be that person. But somewhere within you says, you're not really quite good enough for this person, right? So you've got this ideal person that you really want to bring into your life. But on some level, you feel that that's not you're not worthy of that. So what you do is you self-sabotage. You purposefully don't date, or you go on a dating app and you start conversations and you don't go any further. You ghost people. You go on dates, but you're going on dates with people that are not ticking those boxes, and you're starting to date people that on some level you feel like that's your worthiness level. But then what it does, it allows you to then duck out of dating, because then you tell yourself the story, there aren't any good people, right? So that is a form of self-sabotage, and this can all happen subconsciously. We can self-sabotage with our fitness goals and all sorts of things, you know, Netflix versus going to the gym. And that then is not a time thing. It becomes a purposeful use of time in a different direction, okay? There's loads of different ways we can self-sabotage, and I've done podcast episodes on this before as well. And when it's self-sabotage, what you have to do is learn how to take action that increases your self-esteem and your self-confidence to stop you from self-sabotaging. It's not about not taking action, but it's finding it to do it in a way that feels safe for your nervous system to go, oh, okay, I'm on board with this. I'm worthy of this. We can grow into this. But also it allows you to be purposeful with that growth. So as an example, if I was going to use dating as an example, it might be that actually, you know, who is it that I want to bring into my life? Somebody who's loving, kind, all of those things. First thing we would address is, well, what makes you think that that's not available to you? And at the moment, you might look at evidence and go, oh, that's because I've dated this person, I've been online, and that story will be ringing in your ears. What we can do is reframe the story and say, well, look, if you're looking through the lenses of not good enough, that's all you're going to be looking for when you're online and you're looking to date. When you stick to those parameters, I want someone loving, loyal, kind, if you start to look through those lenses, you'll start to find those people, right? They will become available to you because you'll be looking through different lenses. When we're looking through the lens of self-sabotage, what we're really doing on some level is trying to bring ourselves back to what we feel we're truly worth. So self-sabotage, that is a deeper journey because you've got to understand, what is it I feel that isn't available to me right now? Why am I purposefully not doing those things that I really want to do? And the last one is fear, which I have labeled fuck everything and run, right? Fuck everything and run. This is where you procrastinate to the point that you run away, you hide, you avoid, or you become so frozen and paralyzed in fear that you just can't do it, right? This is the most probably common, but also the most detrimental form of procrastination. Because actually it's not willing. It's something in your nervous system that shuts it down before it's even begun. And for this, a deeper level of healing is needed. A deeper level of, okay, what is in my head? What is in my nervous system? How can I get to that before I start taking the action that I want, right? Because every time you jump into action, it's going to add to that feeling of fear, and it's going to cause you anxiety and overthinking and also probably shame, because you will weigh up, you know, your adult self will go, well, hang on, you should be able to do this because you're an adult. And then something within you goes, no, 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 I cannot do this. And in between those two messages sits shame, right? The shame of not doing things. So there's a deeper journey. But the key thing is you identify where you're at with your procrastination, because you might have all three going on at once. You might have just one. And it's just that curiosity. What is stopping me? More often than not, you'll probably hear nothing, right? There's nothing stopping you from doing that, but you know you're not doing it, so you know that there is, right? And this is why I've labeled those three things, because CBA, procrastination, we all get. Everybody gets that. Self-sabotage, there's a lot of people that get that because a lot of us are walking around with this I'm not good enough message, or should I say belief. And the third one is a smaller proportion of us, but it's enabling yourself to connect with that fear and understand what the driving force is behind it. So here is how action can help you to heal. Once you've identified which category you're sitting in, you know, do I just need to give myself a kick up the bum? Do I actually need to work on that self-sabotage and that message that I'm sending to myself and that belief that I have? Or is there some kind of fear locked in my mind and body that I need to overcome first? Identify that. The quickest wins in your to-do list are the CBAs, because really the only thing getting in your own way is you, right? And that's just application, finding a motivation, a will to do it, and getting it done. If it's self-sabotage or fear-based, this is something that's going to require extra work, okay? This is going to require extra work. Now, I would love to say that I could offer you that extra work in one podcast or one free workbook, which I'm going to be talking about in a moment. But the reality is you will need to go a step further. You will need to do more work if it's self-sabotage and it's fear-based. But the way we heal all of that, whether it's self-sabotage, whether it's fear, is to meet your nervous system and your belief system where it's currently at and work from there rather than leap forward into where you think you should be, okay? I often, with clients, use the analogy of our nervous system having this kind of circumference, this circle of tolerance. This is the same for anything, really. Our circle of tolerance is where we're at now, and anything outside of that, what feels too overwhelming. I want you to think about a rubber band. Now, if I say think about a rubber band, I guarantee most of you now have a picture of some kind of rubber band, right? Now, as you look at that rubber band in your mind, I want you to envisage stretching it so far that it snaps, okay? This is representative of your nervous system being too overwhelmed and breaking. So that's when you stop, you avoid, you self-sabotage. Let's look at the same rubber band. Now, this is what I know to be true about rubber bands. When you stretch them, not to full capacity, but you stretch them for a short period of time and then release and stretch and release and stretch and release, the band gets stronger and the amount of maximum load it can take, it becomes bigger, right? So rather than the rubber band snapping immediately, if it's stretched and then reduced, stretched and reduced, the capacity of the band gets bigger over time. This is the same with our level of tolerance, our tolerance in our nervous system, our zone of tolerance in life. You know, we talk about comfort zones a lot. And this, imagine that rubber band is your comfort zone, right? The rubber band can only go so far when it hasn't been stretched. Yep. So when it hasn't been stretched, it will go to a full capacity and it will snap. But that might seem like, okay, it's not a very useful rubber band. How we heal, whether it's a belief system, our nervous system, fear, trauma, it's about knowing where that rubber band capacity is now and learning how to stretch it gradually so it becomes stronger and more pliable over time. And this is where the healing work comes in, right? Breaking things down. When we learn to take action, it's about making it small enough so that the band is stretched, but not overstretched so it snaps and then you don't do it, right? You can't use it. So in dating, as an example, it would be, first of all, visiting how you feel about yourself. Then it would be, you know, who is it that I want to attract in? Getting really clear on that. Then it would be, okay, how am I portraying who I am on an online dating profile? And also, how am I relaying out what it is I want as well? There's so much more, so many more layers to it. We want it to be quick, simple, just get out there, do it. But to heal your nervous system, to heal any from fear, trauma, to heal from any belief systems that you have, this is about taking small, gradual action and building up, you know, increasing that rubber band's capacity. So that when you do then go on online dating, you feel so good about yourself that of course you will come across people that are not right for you or, you know, ghost you or act in a not disrespectful way. But you won't have tolerance for it, right? You won't have that because you will feel better about yourself when you get to that point. if you're entering online dating and you don't feel good about yourself, all it's going to do, any rejection, ghosting, or any of those behaviors that we encounter are going to affect you personally. And you're going to take it that that's a message for you and you alone. And that can be applied to anything. This can be applied to anything, whether it's a fitness journey, whether it's, you know, how you feel about doing a presentation at work, having a conversation at work, trying to get a pay rise, having a conversation in a relationship. Think about right now, just land in, okay, what is it I really want to change or do in my life? And, you know, what's stopping me from doing that? What's stopping me from having that conversation with my partner that could make our relationship so much better and could bring us so much closer? What is stopping me from doing that presentation at work that may then put me in the eyes of certain people that I might get that job that I've always wanted, or that promotion, or that move into a different department? I have worked in varying degrees on this with so many clients. So I first of all want you to know you're not alone. If your fear feels kind of out of proportion to what it is you're trying to do, there's a reason for that. And that reason's personal for you. I've worked with so many clients, and some clients, it is literally that kind of motivation, kick up the bum kind of energy that they need. And then for some clients, I have one client in particular, and we worked originally on her wanting to change direction in her work and feeling really dissatisfied and unfulfilled where she was. And we worked over a 3-year period. So initially, very intensely, like once a week, and then it was like once every 2 weeks. So we gradually kind of stretched that out as she became more confident. But the actual thing she really wanted to do came, 3 years later, right? Because there were so many other things, so many other directions that we went in to heal what was underneath, that then when she was ready, she did it, and she did it alone. Like she went for the job, she got it, and she's thriving. And I didn't directly guide her through that. We had one session before the interview, and then that was it. And, you know, that was our first session probably in a year. She was busy doing life things and growing that confidence until she finally felt ready to step into something she wanted. And you know what? The universe met her where she was at, because the ideal job came up just when she was ready. And this is how this healing stuff works. It's not linear. It's not, I'm going to give you this guide and then suddenly everything is going to make sense. So what I want to talk to you about now is my Spring Into Action workbook. I am giving away a free workbook, a free mini masterclass. You can find the details in the show notes. And what it is, it's a workbook to allow you just to get curious. First of all, we kind of dump what's in the mind onto paper. So that to-do list is always kind of mulling around in your head, get it out onto paper. We then look at how we can prioritize that. We then look at what energies are around those things that are holding us back. Is it CBA? Is it self-sabotage? Or is it fear? We also then look at how can I look at step one and break that down into smaller steps so it feels less overwhelming and I can do it step by step. We look at self-appreciation, how you can appreciate yourself for each step taken, and then the reward of having done the bigger, scarier thing. When we look at self-appreciation, what we're doing is building our self-esteem. We're building that trust in ourselves that we can do things. And it's not about the outcome of the thing that we want. It's about taking the action. It's giving yourself a pat on the back like you would a baby. If a baby's taking their first step, you would congratulate them. You wouldn't expect them to then run a marathon, right? You would congratulate them for that one step. Then you congratulate them for two. And over time, that baby's self-esteem and confidence and trust starts to grow. And before you know it, they're running around, right? So it's exactly that approach. And this is the approach I take with all of my clients in whatever capacity I'm working with them. And I want you to have access to that for free. Also, if you do sign up to the workbook, you will be invited first to my bigger masterclass, which is on Sunday, the 7th of April. And that masterclass is a deeper dive into the workbook and the three elements, the CBA, self-sabotage, and fear-based challenges that hold us back. And we're going to do a deeper dive into that. That's also free as well. So April is very much, especially, well, in the UK, the spring has sprung and we're starting to see more daylight. We're starting to see flowers blooming. It's that element of, that's the energy we're bringing into April. So the workbook is called Spring Into Action because of that, right? Springtime is that time when you go, oh yeah, things are just starting to move, right? This is a great time for us to do the same. So what I'd love you to do is go into the show notes, check out the workbook, download it. You also get a free meditation in there, a grounding meditation to help bring you back to that sense of centered calmness. Just a few tools to help you become more curious to what being an action taker could look like for you. I hope this has helped and kind of delved into why I'm talking about action so much and why it's so important and actually how important it can be for our inner healing journey too, but also how it can really be detrimental if we're not approaching it in the right way. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you do download all the freebies and I will be here with you very, very soon. In the meantime, if you could like, subscribe and share this podcast, I would be super grateful because it helps more people find it. Bye for now. Don't forget to follow, like, or subscribe to this podcast so you're always the first to know when the next episode is available for you. If you can leave a review, this will help more people find the podcast. And if you want to find out more ways of connecting with me, head to the show notes right now.